money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk money.
The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
Welcome to the Ash Cash Show every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the Ash Cash Show. Excuse me, AshCashShow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to start with the daily aspiration first and foremost, because I need you to we got to get this right. We got to know that it's time, right? We got to let you know that it's time, right? It's time for us to live our passion. It's time for us to, you know, Ramon Trash, appreciate the badge love. It's time for us to live our passion. I don't even know what we're waiting for, to be 100% honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the wait is. You're spoiling this on a YouTube check-in top of the morning. I don't even know what we're waiting for. We got time. Oh, you know what? You know what I'm gonna do? That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna use this beat instead. And hold on if I can find this. Wait, that's not the one. What's the one? I know it's Meek Mill, right? I think it's Meek Mill and Diddy. But fast out to Diddy. You know what I'm saying? It's happy birthday to Diddy. I thought it was cool. Oh, there we go. Wait, hold on. I'm trying to find this. I can't find a beat. I need love. I want love. I think it's called. Where's the instrumental to that joint? Where's the instrumental? I want love. Yeah, I don't see the instrumental, but we're gonna make it do what it do. We're gonna make it do what it do. All right, happy birthday, Diddy. Let's go. Yup. Now, you know what we got? Wait, hold up. We might have to just do, because it's not long enough. Oh, there we go.
All the elements you need.
Wait, hold on.
For your next
pick. This is the one I'm looking for. There we go. All right, y'all ready? I need love. All right, we're going to do an OB because I don't know what the hell is this. All right, I don't know what this is. All right, happy Thursday. I don't know what this is. I'm trying to find a beat so we could do it right. But just show a love to my guy. You know what I mean? There we go. Let's go. Happy Thursday, my throwback. Happy Thursday, my lovers of life. Welcome to the day that we throw back the notion that you must sacrifice passion for paycheck and begin to put fire to your dreams. Today's daily aspiration is dedicated to living out your passion. Confucius once said, choose a job that you love and you will never have to work a day in your life. This is the best advice that anyone who is really interested in living a happy life needs to follow. Too many people are so concerned with a paycheck that they are willing to sacrifice happiness, not realizing that doing so is a terrible mistake. Any true successful person will tell you, money cannot buy happiness, but happiness can give you money. That's a bar, watch this. The happier you are with life, the easier your dreams and aspirations will come. Stop putting the chicken before the egg, or the egg before the chicken. No one understands that the moment you love your work is the moment that your life begins to pan out for the better. Live out your passion. Stop allowing fear to focus to force you into a situation that is pulling you back from happiness. Live a life of purpose and take what you deserve. I'll leave you a couple of quotes. First one's an unknown quote, and it says, "The heart of human excellence often begins to beat when you discover a pursuit that absorbs you, frees you, challenges you, and gives you a sense of meaning, joy, and passion." Next quote by Buddha, and it says, "Your work is to discover your work, and then with all your heart, to give it to yourself." And last but not least, by Ralph Marshall Emerson, and it says, "Live what you love and love what you live. Anything else, anything less is painful and a frustrating waste of your precious time." I think it was a couple of bars that I wanted y'all to kind of catch, right? I mean, we hear this bar, you know, by Confucius, right? That says, "Choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life." Right? We know that, but that's such a fact, though, right? That's just such a fact. But the one I wanted us to really, kind of focus on is love and happiness. Love and happiness. Love and happiness, right? And so a lot of people are sort of like chasing money. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people are chasing money, you know, and a lot of people are, looking for money as a key for happiness, right? But the truth of the matter is that, like, why, you know what I'm saying? Like, why chase after the thing that will give you the thing, right? Like, here's what I mean, right? You know, too many people, right, are so concerned, right? They're concerned with a paycheck that they are willing to sacrifice happiness, right? Some people are, you know what I mean? Some people are so concerned with a paycheck that they're willing to sacrifice their happiness in order to get that paycheck. But anybody who's truly successful, not just somebody with a lot of money, but somebody who enjoys what they do, has the financial security, has what they want. And what I was going to say is that financial security is just leaning on God, but that's a different subject, right? But somebody who's happy and does what they do, like, the money will come to chase them, right? The money's going to come chase them, because the truth of the matter is that money cannot buy happiness, right? Money can make you comfortable. So am I trying to shun money, right? But money cannot buy you happiness. But if you are truly happy, right? If you are truly happy, that energy is what starts to give you the abundance that you require, or you deserve, or is your birthright. Because happiness can give you money. You know what I'm saying? Happiness could give you money. And so I want us to stop sacrificing. You know what I'm saying? Like let's stop sacrificing. Let's stop thinking that we have to choose. A lot of times we feel like this is just all it is, but we don't have to choose because abundance is our birthright.
If you change your mind, then you change your life.
Love and
mind
fear.
Right radio.
Let's just go here. Let's just go here.
25-8. That's all the time. More than humanly possible. Elevation pan another level.
Fear is going to be a player in your life. You get to decide how much. You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't love. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love. When I was about 28, after a decade as a professional comedian, I realized one night in LA that the purpose of my life had always been to free people from concern, just like my dad. What's yours? How will you serve the world? What do they need that your talent can provide? That's all you have to figure out. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
Yep.
Everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart.
What was in your heart?
The only one I hadn't freed was myself. Mm. And that's when my search for identity deepened.
Yep.
I wondered who I'd be without my fame. Who would I be if I said things that people didn't want to hear?
Who would I be without my fame?
What if I defied your expectations of me? What if I showed up to the party without my Mardi Gras mask and refused to flash my breasts for a handful of beans? You guys are so ahead of the game. You already know who you are.
Yep.
And that piece that we're after lies somewhere beyond personality, beyond the perception of others, beyond invention and disguise, even beyond effort itself. You can join the game, fight the wars, play with form all you want, but to find real peace, you have to let the armor go. Your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory. You're not the avatars we create. You're not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through.
The light that shines through.
All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting,
yep,
but not truly compelling. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. Like many of you, I was concerned about going out into the world and doing something bigger than myself, until someone smarter than myself made me realize that there is nothing bigger than myself. My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. Once that button is functioning in your life, there's no story that the mind can create that will be as compelling. The imagination is always manufacturing scenarios, both good and bad, and the ego tries to keep you trapped in the multiplex of the mind. And if you listen to it, there will always be someone who's doing better than you.
Yeah.
No matter what you gain, ego will not let you rest. It will tell you that you cannot stop until you've left an indelible mark on the earth, until you've achieved immortality. How tricky is this ego that it would tempt us with the promise of something we already possess?
Yeah, ego
as far as I can tell, it's just about letting the universe know what you want and working toward it while letting go of how it comes to pass. Your job is not to figure out how it's going to happen for you, but to open the door in your head. And when the door opens in real life, just walk through it. There's always doors opening. They keep opening. And when I say life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, I really don't know if that's true. I'm just making a conscious choice to perceive challenges as something beneficial, so that I can deal with them in the most productive way. You'll come up with your own style. That's part of the fun. Oh, and why not take a chance on faith as well? I don't believe in hope. Hope is a beggar. Hope walks through the fire and faith leaps over it. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. And after you walk through those doors today, you will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart. Fear is going to be a player in your life. You get to decide how much.
Yep.
You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear.
Which are based between love or fear. I need you to understand the decisions, right? The decisions that you make in your life are gonna be based. Welby, what up? The decisions that you make in your life will be based mainly between love or fear. That's it, right? That's it. You know, and the truth of the matter is that a lot of times, you know, the reason why we don't really operate in love, and we operate in fear, is because we're really just allowing the world to dictate who we are. You know what I'm saying? Like we are, you know, we are allowing the world to dictate who we are, and we are not listening, right? We're not listening to the manufacturer, right? And what I mean by that is a lot of times we have these opinions on ourselves, right? We have these opinions of ourselves, and the opinions of ourselves are not really the true opinions, right? And what happens is that because we don't see our value, you know, if we saw our value, then we would realize like, yo, we dope. You know what I'm saying?
Let me speak to that person that feels like they lost their worth or their value.
Yep. Jeremy Anderson, what up?
Bill. Now, if I go to the store and there's something for 90 cents, can I buy with this dollar bill? Okay, all right. So if I go to the store and there's something for 85 cents and after tax, it ends up being 96 cents, can I buy with this dollar bill?
Yep.
Okay, all right. So what if I ball the dollar bill up? Think about it now. Like, I just ball the dollar bill up. Like, so it can't be worth a dollar now. It's probably worth like 95 cents, right? How much do you think it's worth? A dollar. Listen, y'all gotta pay attention. I just balled it up. So clearly it's not worth a dollar anymore. All right, so maybe, what if I step on it? What if I stomp it? I just stomped it. How much is it worth now? Maybe 65 cents, 68 cents? It's still worth a dollar? Okay, what if I ball it up? What if I stomp on it? And then I put it in the trash can. And it's in here with some trash. And it's around some beer and some gum and a bunch of other nasty stuff. And some guy off the street pulls the dollar out, unfolds it. How much is it worth now? Maybe 82 cents? And maybe, wait, come on, at least 92 cents? It's okay, all right, so what if I ball it up? What if I step on it? What if I put it in trash? And then, watch this, I tear it in half. Think about it now, right? How much is it worth now? A dollar?
A dollar still?
I can tape it? Wait a second. I just balled it up. I just stepped on it. I put it in trash. I pulled it out. Then I tore it in half. And you mean to tell me I can pick the dollar up, I can wipe it off, and I can put some tape around it, and it's still worth a dollar? Then why? If this dollar doesn't lose its worth or its value, then why do you feel like you've lost your worth and value? Because many of you feel like you've been stepped on, you feel like you've been pushed aside, you feel like you've been abandoned, you feel like you've been talked about, you feel like you've been abused, like someone took from you, someone hurt you, somebody took advantage of you, and deep down inside your core, you feel like you've lost some of your value. And I am here to tell you today that this dollar still has worth and value. Because there are some men years ago who put value on with this life and said that no matter what happens to it, it can still be taped back together. It can still be wiped off. And I am here to tell you that you were created and you're born and you're here and you have life and you have purpose and you have value. And though you've gone through some hard times, and though you've experienced some depression, and you might be wanting to hurt yourself, and you might want to give up, I am here to tell you, you still got worth and value. And there is nothing that can happen that can take your worth and your value away. So what you got to do now, you got to pick yourself up. You got to dust yourself off.
You got to dust yourself off. Yo, you still got value. Hey, yo, no matter what you go through, your value is your value. Why do we ascribe value to ourselves based on what we went through and not based on who we are? Right?
You are here for a reason.
You're here for a reason.
An accident, and there is so much purpose for your life. The question here, the question is, what are you going to do with your life?
What are you going to do with your life?
Question now is, are you going to speak up?
Are you going, what you going to do?
Question now is, are you going to stand up? Question now is, are you going to save a life? You have what it takes. There's nothing you can't do. It's obvious. All you got to do is ask yourself, you know what? It's time for me to operate in my full purpose. It's time for me to operate in my full call. It's time for me to be as amazing as I was created to be. All the stuff that you've gone through, all the things that you've experienced, that has formulated like a soldier inside you. There is nothing you can't do. There is no greater impact that you can't have.
Yep.
You speak life, you love, you stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. You speak life to those who are dying inside, and you save a life. That's my time. God bless you all.
Yo, clap, clap, clap. Yeah, what are you gonna do? So here, right? So look, you got $100 bill, and you crumble up the $100 bill, right? You throw it on the ground. You do whatever. The truth of the matter is that the worth of this is still valuable. It's still valuable, right? If you rip it up, if you rip it in half, right, it's not worth less. Because once you grab the tape and you tape it back up, it's still the worth. If you rip it one more time, right, it still did not lose its value. And so the truth of the matter is, regardless of what it went through, right? Like if these four pieces are now thrown in the garbage, people throw food on top of it, right? Or like whatever happens to it, people spit on it, whatever. If somebody finds it, these four pieces, it's still worth $100. The condition of the bill did not change the bill, right? And let's take it a step further. If somebody has that $100 bill and nobody sees the worth of the $100 bill, nobody sees the worth of the $100 bill, does that remove the $100 bill from being worth anything, right? If now you got this crumble up bill and you go into the store and nobody wants to take the bill, does that mean it's still not worth $100? No, right? And so just because other people don't see the worth of that $100 doesn't mean that it's not worth $100. In fact, you got this crumple up $100 that's worth $100. Now you looking at homeboy and homegirl to the right, and they $100 is fresh, right? They got a fresh $100, crispy $100. Yo, it's not worth more than $100. You look at the guy to the left of you, the girl to the left of you, and they got $100 bill, crispy, straight off the press. Yo, that's not worth more than $100, right? And so the condition of it doesn't really matter, right? The condition doesn't really matter. And the truth of the matter is that you should not focus on the outside value of people saying what this is worth, because you know what it's worth. And honestly, even look, yo, catch this bar. Even if you don't know that the $100 is worth $100, ask yourself, is it still worth $100? If you don't know, if you got a $100 bill and you don't know that this $100 bill is worth $100, it's still worth $100. So honestly, it really don't even matter if you know that it's worth $100 or not. The only reason why it matters that you know it's worth $100 is because you are in possession of this $100. And you sometimes will be giving away your $100 bill for less because you don't know it's worth. Ooh, don't miss that. You got this $100 bill and somebody's telling you it's worth $5. They know it's worth $100 though. But because it's been boiled up, because it's been ripped in half, they've convinced you that you can only get $5 for it. So they say, here's this crispy $5 bill. And you look at the $5 bill, you're like, oh, this is crispy. Oh, this is better than my ripped up. Okay, gimme. I'll take your crispy $5 bill and I'm going to give you my ripped up $100 bill, not even realizing that your ripped up $100 bill is 20 times the worth of the crispy thing that looks good. Oh, y'all don't get me. I don't think y'all understand. I don't even think you understood. Hey, yo, somebody right now is giving you a crispy $5 bill that looks good, smells good, everything about it is good, and they want to exchange it for your ripped up $100 bill that's still worth $100. And you think that's a fair deal. You think that's a fair deal.
You are now tapped in and tuned in. MindRightRadio.com.
Tapped in and tuned in. Elevation on another level. MindRightRadio.com.
The key to freedom is knowledge. And the key to knowledge
is knowledge
is truth.
You gotta have knowledge and you gotta know the truth.
Is the manufacturer. I repeat, there's a principle. The key to truth is the manufacturer. Let's talk. Knowledge is the key to freedom. But the key to knowledge gotta be checked carefully. I used to think that knowledge was power. That's not necessarily true. Because you can learn the wrong thing.
You can learn the wrong
Jesus
thing.
Jesus said the only thing that can set you free is not knowledge, but knowledge of the
knowledge of the truth. The truth shall set you free.
Now I mentioned to you that truth, the key to truth is who? The manufacturer.
Yeah, the truth is the manufacturer.
The manufacturer is the only one who knows the truth about his product. Let me try it one more time. The manufacturer is the only one who knows the truth about this product.
Yep.
Everybody else is experimenting. Everybody else is guessing. And everybody else has opinions. The manufacturer knows the truth about his product. That's why you shouldn't get information from anyone else except the manufacturer. Don't even believe the retailer, because he's in business for sales.
Yep.
That's why I don't trust humans to tell me who I am. Don't depend on customers' experience to determine the value of a product, because some customers don't know how to use it. Y'all are slow here tonight. Many of us have literally allowed people to talk us out of good products because they abused it and it didn't work for them. Not because your marriage didn't work doesn't mean marriage doesn't work. You just didn't know how to stay married. You didn't follow the manufacturer's manual. You didn't follow the specifications. Are you understanding me? What is a manual?
Yeah.
The word manual is, you check it, you see it's spelled this way. M-A-N-U. You see that there? Manu. It's from a Latin word, which means to make or maker. Manu. Now, if you put the word manu and put another word next to it, factor, which is the factor that man uses, which means the factor that made the product, you have the word manufacturer. Are you with me? So a manufacturer is the factor that made the product. And the book that he sends with it never comes from the retailer. Manuals are never produced by wholesalers. Manuals are never printed by customers. It's called a manual because it's from the manufacturer, which means the manual means the maker's mind.
The maker's mind.
Write it down. It means the maker's mind. What the maker did was took his mind and put it on paper and sent it with his product. So that when you read the manual, you're reading his mind about this product. And he's telling you, don't attempt to operate this product until you've read my mind completely. Why? Because I'm the only one who knows this product. Why? Because I made it. I designed it. I designed all of the circuits. I know the potential of my product. Now, the manual that you have with the product, if you ignore the manual, you are ignoring the mind of the maker. And if you ignore the maker's mind, then you are experimenting. People who have read the manual do not experiment. They know what to do. They know how to get out of the product which is in there. Because they know the mind of the manufacturer concerning his product. I want to invite you to consider where you came from. What company produced you? It's a good question. Sony produced Sony products. Mercedes-Benz produced Mercedes products. Toyota produces Toyota products. Well, I came from God Incorporated, and my company is eternal. It's not registered with the Dow Jones average. It's not on the stock market exchange because its value is too much.
Value is too much.
And my company that produced me is the only element that has the right to tell me the truth about me. When the manufacturer produced me, he had in his mind a purpose. Every manufacturer creates products for specific purposes. And the purpose for which they make the product determines the design of it and the ability of the product. Therefore, the key to knowing a product's ability and potential is not determined by your opinion of it. Let me take you one step further. Most of you came here in cars, and if you were to go outside and check your car, you'll discover something very strange. When you first buy a car, you sit in the driver's seat. If you check the speedometer registration, there's a number on that registration. The number of that car, registration may say 160. Some cars may say 210. Other cars may say even 280. Now, how could the manufacturer place on that registration of the speedometer that number? How can he tell you that this car can travel at 160 miles per hour? What gives him the audacity and the right to tell you, without your permission, that this automobile can travel at 160 miles per hour? He didn't ask you. And when he sold it, he placed it there, and he's daring you. He's telling you, try it. I guarantee that this automobile could travel at 160. I don't care what you think about it. I don't care what your opinion is. I made it. and I put in this car the horsepower and the piston power and the firepower to go at 160.
You just don't know the power!
Before they release the car, they test it first. So they're not asking you to test anything.
Nope.
They're asking you to use it.
You gotta use it.
Driving at 150, does that cancel the car's potential to travel at 160? Let me ask the question again. If you've been driving for the last 30 years at 55 miles per hour, does your experience cancel the car's ability? No. That's why you should not judge life.
Don't judge life.
By your experience.
By your experience.
If the car is parked outside and you walk up to the car and you say this. Now this is how it works. You say to this car, you are stupid.
Oh.
Can the car still travel 160?
Absolutely.
Yes. And you say to this car, I think you dumb and ignorant and backward. Can it still travel 160? Yes. You say to this car, I don't like your color. Can it still travel 160? Your opinion does not affect the potential.
Dr. Miles Monroe.
Please write that down. Opinions do not change potential. Therefore, what you think about the car is irrelevant to the car's ability. The problem is that most of us have accepted other people's opinions about us.
Yep.
Now, here's a strange phenomenon. If you've been driving at 50 miles per hour all your life, but you are capable of 150, and I come and pass you at 60, then you are impressed.
You're impressed.
Isn't that crazy? Here you are driving 50 all your life. Someone passes by making 60 miles per hour, and you go, wow. And what you don't realize is that you can make 160. The problem is we are impressed by people who ain't doing nothing. That's why I never allow what you do to interfere with what I could do. There's more inside of you than what you've done. God's not satisfied with your present accomplishments.
Lord, wait, wait.
You don't allow people's opinions.
Well, here, Lord. God is not satisfied with your present. With your present accomplishments. Yo, I'm gonna let that sink in for a second. I need you to let that sit in your soul for a second. Yo, God is not satisfied with your current accomplishments. Right? Why is that? Because you are God's potential, right? You are like you are God's potential. And so if you are God's potential, right? If you are God's potential, then what you're doing now, how can God be satisfied with what you're doing now? Right? I don't think you get it. If you are God's potential, if you're made in the image and likeness of God, right? If you're made in the image and God likeness of God, right? If you're made in image and likeness of God, then you are God's potential. Hold on. Hold on. Yep.
Now, if you look at the word
conscious
and conscience.
Yep.
When you are conscious,
when you are conscious,
you have conscience. The two Latin words
con meaning with, and skio, meaning to know,
with consciousness.
You are with knowledge.
You are with knowledge.
When you're conscious.
Yep.
Conscious. When you are asleep, you're in a state of suspended consciousness. So even what you know, you are unable to act upon because you're asleep.
Yep.
You follow me now? This brain is the...
You can't act on the truth because you're asleep.
...of the world. It is greater than the sun.
Greater than the sun.
It is like the sun. Mm-hmm. It is fueled by the energy of light.
Yep.
Electricity. This is why when they say your brain dead, there's no more electrical current in the brain.
Yep.
Electricity is what allows you to vision. Therefore, you can't get television without battery or plug.
Pay attention.
You can't get telephone without electricity.
Yep.
Or battery. So communication comes from electrical energy. The higher the energy, the further you can communicate. The broader you can see, the deeper you can hear. God has eyes that see everything.
How can he see everything?
How does he hear all of our prayers? Beloved brothers and sisters, this brain is like the sun that controls 9 planets in the sphere of light and life. The brain controls 9 systems. And these systems are only balanced well when the brain is filled with the energy of life.
Well,
I want you to follow me. I want you to just follow this. I'm almost finished with this.
Yep.
The light in the brain.
The light in the brain.
Can kill disease in the body.
Can kill disease in the body.
You have your own healing station. Mm-hmm. Right within yourself, but you don't know how to activate your own power.
Yeah.
The Bible said that man and woman, we are the glory of
God. We are the glory of God.
There's nothing
in the creation that's greater than the human being.
Nothing in the own healing.
Hold on, hear that.
Right within yourself.
Hold on, did you hear that?
How to activate your own power.
Yup.
The Bible said that man and woman.
The Bible says that man is woman. Is the glory of God. The glory of God. Okay? Where you going with this? There's nothing in the creation greater than the human being. Nothing.
Nothing in the creation is created in the image.
In the image.
For the likeness of God.
And the likeness of God.
Human being.
Except the human being.
And the Quran calls the human being.
The Quran calls the human being the Khalifa. Okay.
And Khalifa means one who stands in the place of another who has defeated.
Successor. Okay.
Wait,
so if the human is the successor, hold on, break it down for me.
The language, because there's no death to God, then why would God then need a caliph?
Yep.
A successor.
Yep.
He made Adam his caliph.
He made Adam the Khalifa.
One that stands in
place. Yep.
If you've been a stand-in for somebody, I mean, if you're in show business and you're on Broadway, they always have a stand-in for the star of the show. It's called the understudy.
Yep.
That is under in order to go. So when the principal has a night off, or the principal gets sick, the understudy rolls out. Now you don't expect the understudy who has studied under the one who is the star to be so much less than the star till the whole show fall apart. And you do not expect if the human being is the Khalifa.
The Khalifa. The successor of God himself.
You
right?
Expect us to be so much less than God. That God in stupidity would make us in his image and likeness and then leave us to stand in his place.
Chill.
Think about it. And as you think about it, God is our
potential.
Well, a seed has potential.
Oh, a seed got potential.
They call it potential energy.
God is our potential.
Kinetic energy.
Not your neighbor.
Energy that is active.
Hold on, minister. I'm gonna let you go. Hold on. If we made in the image and likeness of God, then God is our potential. Your potential is not your neighbor. It's not this person that did it. So because they did it, now you believe you could do it. That's not your potential. Your potential isn't as far as this person gone. Your potential is not as far as this person gone. Right? God is your potential.
The seed has potential, but now you have to put it in the right environment.
But you got
to
put the seed in the right environment,
under
though.
The right circumstances.
Right circumstances.
And in the right environment.
Right environment.
The right,
yep.
With water.
Yep.
Sunlight.
Yep.
And earth.
Yep.
The seed, quote unquote, germinates. And what is within is free to come out.
Yep.
To develop.
Yep.
To grow.
Yep.
To its fullest.
To its fullest potential.
To manifest the glory of God. The seed of a rose bush stops in the ground.
Yo, type that in the comments. God is my potential.
Once God breathes it.
I need you to type that.
Water.
God is my potential.
The sun shines on it.
Yep.
It keeps on growing until it manifests. But and then reproduce.
Yep.
You shall know
the truth.
And the truth.
And the truth. Shall.
Well, who are you, black man, brown man, red man, yellow man?
All glory to God.
Who are you? Are you nothing more than an undeveloped, uncultivated seed that has potential that is never actualized? So that
God
you
is my potential.
Glorify the creator who created you. God don't make misses.
All glory to God. Bismillah. All right, so listen. If God is my potential, then why am I looking at everybody else? Right? Why am I looking at everybody else? Why am I jealous? Why am I envious? Why am I fearful? Why am I not living my best life? If God is my potential, right? If God is love, God is wealth, God is abundant, God is infinite potential. And so if God is, then I am. Right? If God is, then I am. And so why would I thou shalt not covet? Right? Thou shalt not covet. Because
you are now listening to MindRightRadio.com, the only place to get inspiration and motivation all day, every day.
God in me, right? I am.
I want to speak to you for a few moments from the subject, you can have it.
You can have it.
You know, that good book, the Bible, declares that by your word.
By your word. Listen, hold on. Hold on.
You shall be justified.
By your words, you shall be justified.
By your words,
yep.
You shall be condemned. What does that mean? By your words, you shall be rewarded.
Ooh.
And by your words, you shall be punished.
Ooh.
It's important what you say in your heart. Now, notice for a moment. With God, all things are possible. And all things are possible to him who believes. Therefore, the person who believes is God in action. You see, some of you thought that God was in the sky. Oh, no. The person who believes in himself,
yep,
is God in action.
God in action.
Here again, this is what the mastermind Jesus meant when he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you know that God is no longer in the sky, but that God is the mind, the power that is within you, it sets you free from trying to get a God in the sky to do something for you. You see, here in this philosophy, which we call the science of living, we have no outer God.
We have no outer God.
But rather the inner God, which is in every man. And we devote ourselves to the ministry of pointing out to every man the presence of God within himself. Now, the person who believes in himself is God in action, and all things are possible to him. You can have the good you desire if you believe in yourself. You don't know God until you know God in you.
Hey, yo, you don't know God until, wait, hold on. I'm going full circuit. I'm going full circle. You don't know God until you know God in you, though. You don't know God until you know God in you.
Find God in you, then you will find God in other people. You will find God everywhere.
You will find God everywhere.
I want to get down to some specific good desires which you may have.
Which you may have.
If you want to be healthy, have a healthy belief about yourself.
Healthy belief about yourself.
And a healthy belief about yourself will heal you and keep you healthy.
And keep you healthy.
By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned.
By your words, you are condemned.
If there is some organ or some limb or some part of your body which you're having problems with, stop feeding that part of your body sick thoughts. The more you say, oh, this sick leg, the sicker it'll get.
The sicker it'll get.
I challenge you who are having physical problems with your physical body. Stop thinking this thought. God in me is my health. That thought will bring about your healing. Not only will it bring about your healing, you do not have to be sick to pray this prayer. This will keep you well. God in me is my health. It will keep you strong. It will keep you young. This is how you heal yourself. This is how you keep yourself healthy, by realizing God in me is my help right now. Take that realization with you. Eat it and drink it as you go. Eat it and drink it in your mind. Nourish your mind with the thought, God in me is my help. Drink the wine of the sensation of this realization. Get drunk on the idea, if you please. Be intoxicated on the idea, if you please, that God in me is my help. And here again, this is the meaning of the bread and the wine. The bread represents the inner nourishment of your mind. Nourish your mind with the thought, God in me is my help. The wine represents the sensation, the feeling of the fulfilled desire.
drink the feeling, become intoxicated with the feeling, with the conviction, God in me is my health right now. This realization will heal you. It will keep you well, and it will keep you young.
And it will keep you young.
The person that believes in himself, God in action.
Mind Right Radio. All
right, y'all.
The number one source for mind elevation.
All right, y'all. I appreciate y'all. It's that time. Time went by fast today. Yo, time went by fast. And I came on time. I wasn't even late. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's that time. Gotta go, Coolio. Hey, yo, Baton Rouge. In God's will, tomorrow is going down. It's going down. Tomorrow, Baton Rouge. We in the building. Freaking amazing meetup. I don't know if y'all ready. If y'all ready for that heat. I don't know if y'all ready for that heat tomorrow. Tomorrow gonna be different. It's one thing to experience it. It's one thing to experience the energy. You know what I'm saying, through social media. Yo, it's another thing to experience it live. We gonna do this live.
I focus on my goals.
We gonna do this live. Y'all better be ready. Yo, get y'all lemons ready. Have a lemon in your bag. Make sure you bring a lemon. Have a lemon in your bag. Yup. Hey, yo, inside the vault tonight, 8 p.m. Check it out. I appreciate the badge love, everybody. 17 badges. It's A-Lo. Appreciate the badge love. Feel Love 7. Appreciate the badge love. Ramaya Trash. Appreciate the badge love. Side Piece Season. Appreciate the badge love. The Don Oliver. Thank you for the badge love twice. Patrick Watkins, 79. Thank you for the badge love. Gerber Charles, thank you for the badge love. Mr. Real Estate, thank you for the badge love. Panther Ink Graphics, thank you for the badge love. I Cover Atlanta Homes, thank you for the badge love. Amina the Realtor, thank you for the badge love. Miss Clack Carol, one, thank you for the badge love. Cuzzo, what up, Cuzzo? Hit with Paris, appreciate the badge love. Taylor LaShawn Fitness, thank you for the badge love. Regina Beauty Cosmetics, thank you for the badge love. Regina, appreciate the badge love. Blue Five Keys, appreciate the badge love. Jay Monique, appreciate the badge love. My self-worth and net worth are building every day. I'm building every... I like how that sound. Salute y'all. I appreciate y'all. Oh, cause we gonna be saying affirmations. So I don't let you go away if you don't say your affirmation is powerful enough. So I need you to feel it. So you need that lemon, just in case. The voice. We got. My cell phone and network are building every day. All right, y'all. Yo, make sure teacher running out. My self-worth and network are building every day. My self-worth and network are building every day. I like how that sound. Yo! All right, y'all. Listen, also, Ash Birthday Bash. is going down. NYC, November 12th. It's going down November 12th. Seats are running out. I got the legendary DJ, the world famous DJ Brucey B on the ones and twos. My brother Akil, hip hop legend, is gonna be in the building. Yo, make sure y'all get y'all tickets before it's sold out. It's gonna be a nice, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a nice, you know, it's gonna be a nice intimate. Because it's limited seating, so it's not gonna be, you know, it's not gonna be crazy. So we you know, we COVID conscious. But ashbirthdaybash.com. If you want to pull up, you gotta RSVP, gotta get your tickets. They're going fast, so make sure you don't miss out. Book signing. You know what I'm saying? We're just gonna be in the building, intimate talk, ask questions, get to, you know, meet and greet. Get to meet Ash Cash in the flesh. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just come through, pull up. So go to ashbirthdaybash.com, get your tickets. You know what I'm saying? The price is going. Do you need to be vaccinated? As long we taking temperatures, so as long as you got your you got the right temperature, you know what I'm saying? You're good. We'll be taking temperatures, so everybody who walks in. Has to, you know what I mean? We got the temperature to make sure you're not sick and you're not spreading nothing or whatever. But yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's as far as we taking it. So we are taking protocols, and that's why we're not packing the house. That's why it's gonna be a small intimate thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna be, like, the place could hold. You know what I'm saying? 300, but we're only doing 100. You know what I'm saying? So the place could hold around 300 folks, but we're only doing 100 people. That's what I'm saying. Get your tickets because it's only 100 people that's going to be in the building. And you know I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's a lot of people that want to show love. So go to ashbirthdaybash.com. We'd love to see you in person. We'd love to connect. So yeah, Inside the Vault. So look, here's the rundown. Inside the Vault with Ash Cash dropping tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My brother Keedron Brewster went crazy on that joint. And so, you know, make sure it's an inspirational, powerful episode. So make sure you check out my guy, Keedron Brewster. Tomorrow, in God's will, we'll be in Baton Rouge. My brother Ramaya. A freaking amazing meetup is going down. What else are we doing? Oh, and then next week, you know what I'm saying? Next week, November 12th, we got the Ash birthday bash. And then November 13th, we got the wealth and real estate defined event in Newark, New Jersey. So we out here, we active. You know what I'm saying? We active. We, you know what I'm saying? We active out here. So let's make it happen. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Peace and blessings. I'll see y'all tomorrow in God's will. Same time, same place. Make sure y'all go to the ashcashshow.com. Subscribes. Oh, yeah, we need that Ash event site. That's facts, Alo. Make sure you go to the Ashcash. You throw me off. Make sure you go to ashcashshow.com, subscribe to the podcast. Go to ashcashtv.com, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I appreciate y'all. Like, share, comment, do everything. I'll see y'all tomorrow, God's will. Stay tuned, same place. All right, peace.
I'm talking about well.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. We can talk, but money talk. So talk more.
Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash.